All right. Hey, welcome everybody to our SLG agency-wide team conference call. We do these every Friday morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time. So I want to congratulate you if you're on for the first time. This is really the first training kind of agency-wide or group training we started doing years ago when it was just really a few of us. We started doing a Friday conference call at 8:30 Eastern time, and we've just continued to do that. And so I congratulate you for tuning into this call. It's really open to everybody, and just want to kind of celebrate the week, share different tips from time to time. And of course, these calls are recorded. So if you just put it in your calendar as a reminder for 8:30 a.m. Eastern time, it is the same dial-in numbers every time. We try to share that in Slack. For those of you, if you're maybe listening for the first time and you haven't been on some of our other trainings, we do Monday to Thursday. We do Zoom, what we call fast start huddles, all centered around basic training for, you know, CRM and selling final expense and simplified issue term. And we go through that process daily. And so we're doing lots of training for different niches in what we're doing because we want to make sure that we're providing the training and support so that you can, you know, not feel like you're on an island doing this business. So just encourage you to obviously continue to get on these calls. If you're newer, especially to partnering, I recommend you get on the Fast Start Huddles as well. But I want to cover a couple different things, and then I'm going to get Mr. Ryan Brooks on here in a second. Just a couple little items. One, because a lot of people have asked, so I just wanted to mention this. You will notice in the quoter, in our final expense quoter, you'll notice a different carrier, and there's a couple different products listed there for American Home Life. So I just wanted to kind of mention that real quick on this call. This is, as any of you know that have been with Summit Life Group for some time, we very, very, very rarely ever add new carrier partners. But this is actually something that we've been working on for about a year and a half. So this is a carrier that is really primarily a telesales carrier. 90% of their business is done over the phone, and they don't really work with traditional agencies. They really work with true, you know, call center, sales center type of telesales models. And so we've been kind of in talks with them, getting to know them over the last year and a half. We just recently are opening up our sales center here where for local agents, and it's really going to be our primary carrier between their two different products. But because we've kind of secured that relationship, independent agents like yourself, any independent agent, whether you're in our sales center or not, you can get it now as part of, you know, because you're with Summit Life Group. So you don't need to go out and get it, but I just, when people ask, I just wanted to kind of explain that this is a new carrier partnership. Again, we don't encourage you to write lots of different companies. We cover this every single day or regularly on our Fast Start Huddles, the importance of really being focused with your carriers to protect your cash flow, to master the processes. So I'm not encouraging anybody on here to run and switch carriers or anything like that. It is not a low cost carrier, right? And it's kind of by design. So it's not one of the least expensive carriers, but we will share more information about them. But I think it's going to be we're going to continue that partnership. We've started writing business with them, and as we'll share more about them, but I just kind of wanted to give you just a little update for those that have seen it in the quoter. Again, you can just ignore it. If you're already writing your core carriers, focus on that. But at some point, if it's something you're interested in, you can reach out and we can talk about that. So I just want to mention American Home Life. Again, we're excited about this partnership with them. It's a smaller company, really, you know, cool things. I'll share more about it later, but we're excited about it, especially here in our sales center. It's going to be a primary carrier that we're riding. Excuse me, I want to give Colby a shout out for his first monster sale and really starting to get in a rhythm here. So excited, man. I know you shared on the huddles as well, but just committing to the process is the key to this business. Jay, the same, you know, getting his first sale in there. I want to give Kelsey Brock a shout out for $11,740 of final expense premium last week. I know, cause she had already had a great week, but after the call, she had a a big Friday and ended with almost $12,000 of final expense premium. So I wanted to make sure and celebrate her on this call. I know she's a little disappointed. She hadn't had the great week this week because she was a little under the weather and things like that. But that's how the business goes, right? Not every week is a record-setting week. But what I love is, just like Greg Roberts always shares, you know, it's being not too up and not too down. You know, it's like, and that's Kelsey, right? She's obviously excited when she's having a huge week, but she's showing up doing it regardless. And even in a week where maybe you're, obviously she's writing apps and having success, but maybe it's not your best week, she's still showing up, right? And doing the basics, because that's the key to this business, is just consistently doing the activities. Want to give Carrie Heiss a shout out for 4 applications yesterday. I know Scott, I think you had 4 or 5, Scott Poole. So I just wanted to give you a shout out for that. So awesome. So anyway, we got so much momentum, so many exciting things. And I want to, all of you that are brand new, I just want to encourage you, just stay with it, right? Stay with it, stay consistent, continue to plug in, right? Continue to make the dials. But I'm really, really excited. I asked Ryan Brooks if he would share this morning, because he shared some things in Slack, and everything he shares is beneficial. And guys, if you haven't been to a live event, or even if you have, you want to plan to come in August, because there's so many little nuggets you can learn to level up in the business. But Ryan Brooks is obviously a consistent, you know, top producer. He's not just a brand new writing 1 month and then gone. And so he's full of wisdom. And so I asked Ryan if he could share this morning, kind of to cover some specific topics. And if you don't mind, Ryan, just real quick, because there's people on here that don't know who you are because they haven't been to a conference, or maybe they're not in Slack or whatever. If you don't mind just taking 30 seconds and sharing who you are, and then kind of what you did for, I guess, 10 or so years prior to, you know, partnering with Summit Life Group, just to kind of give some perspective of your background, and then I'll jump into the questions I was going to ask you.
Yeah, cool, Rich. I appreciate the kind words, man. I was a field agent before I came on with SLG, probably since 2010. So I've been a full-time life insurance agent for a little over 13 years now, and I learned a lot out in the field, and I basically had to kind of teach myself a lot of things. I got on forums, I talked to other people. There really wasn't an agency out there like Rich and David provided that just gave you hands-on, like, daily training like these guys, and basically had to cut my teeth the hard way. And so just real fortunate to be on with these guys, be in a partnership with them. I mean, everything is that they provide is bar none the best out there that I've ever seen. And I've been doing this a long time. But anyway, just never thought you could do final expense life insurance, and that's my niche. And I will do term, and I'm starting to learn how to do more and more, you know, term products now with the help of Jason and Rich and all these guys. But final expense has always been my main niche. And anyway, never thought you could do final expense over the phone, and then got on with these guys and got in their training and just started dialing, and before you know it, here we are, and I don't ever see myself going back to the old way. So just appreciative of the platform that they got out there for us. So
absolutely, yeah. And Ryan's been, as you just said, you're a final expense agent for 13 years, and now, you know, you're starting to get more comfortable with simplified issue term, but you're still, your niche and is still final expense. I think that's great for a lot of you guys that are new on here. Maybe you just passed your test, you know, to master something. I mean, you know, Ryan has mastered final expense because he spent 13 years doing it, and he's still doing it. You know, it's like it's a constant process of learning, and he's not trying to go chase rabbits all over the place, and that's why he has success. All right, so what we want to talk about on this specific on today's call that I think will help everybody on here selling, especially those selling final expense, which is most folks on here, one of the things we're going to hear a lot when we're dialing is we're going to hear, you know, obviously people are going to say they've already purchased something. Oftentimes that's a smokescreen and they haven't purchased anything. And we talk about that all the time. But let's say, for example, someone I'm gonna talk about some of the, I don't want to talk bad about them, but some of the, I guess, not so great products that people often buy direct from some different competitors, and how you will rebut against those. So how you'll educate your client to help them see the difference. So the one thing that we're going to hear regularly about is Colonial Penn. So let's just say, Ryan, that I'm a client, a lead, you're talking to me, and you find out whatever I was quoted or whatever the thing is, I have Colonial Penn. How do you do it in the right way, and how do you educate them? And it's all, this is also educating the agents on here so they know what they're selling against. So let's talk about Colonial Penn. What would your response be to that?
Well, right before we get into that, just for all the guys out there, if you've never replaced business, don't be afraid to replace business, because the thing is, whenever you're doing what's right for your client, there's nothing ethically or morally wrong with that. So what I'm trying to do is improve my client's situation. So I'm never going to put a person in a situation, and I'm telling that on the phone, I'm never going to put anybody in a worse situation to benefit me. So once you get over that and just kind of say, well, look, you know, because the replacement business is a good business, because that means they've had this business, you know, they've had a life insurance policy. They already know it's got to come out of their checking account, and they've been making payments. So I call the replacement business sticky business. That's the business you're actually looking for. And you're a broker,
oh, wow,
and you can shop around and say, you know, I'm looking for the best product out there for you. And if I can improve your situation, I'm going to be more than happy to do that. But if I can't, hey, no harm, no foul. We'll, you know, have a great day. Go on to the next one. But anyway, that's, I know a lot of newer agents are kind of afraid to replace, but don't be afraid to replace. That's what they give you, replacement forms and all that kind of stuff. And that's why you got to do it a certain way. But like, you can really help people improve their situation and put money in your account. So anyway, but that's, I just want to say
that's
awesome,
really quick,
Rich. But anyway, like Colonial Penn, like, so Colonial Penn is the one that you've always seen with old Alex Trebek before he passed away. He used to always come out with those commercials. Everybody's approved, no, you know, regardless of their health, for $9.95 a month. All that is a GI product. So basically, they don't ask health questions. They got a mandatory 2-year waiting period. The $9.95 is per unit. Now, a unit might be, you know, unit might be $1,000. So if you wanted, you know, 10 units, $9.95 times 10 would be, you know, $10,000. And a unit cost is based on a person's age. So a 50-year-old, a unit of insurance might be $1,000. But if you talk to somebody that's 75 or 80 years old, then that might only be like $300 worth of coverage for a unit. So the unit cost is depicted on the person's age. So that, you just want to educate your buyers and just say, hey, we can call them together right here if you want to. You know, we'll call them right now. I'll call Colonial Penn, and we'll see what you qualify for. But just keep in mind, it's going to be an insurance product that you got to live a full 2 years for before it pays out. And if you're healthy enough, ma'am, I can get you day one coverage right now. And there's no sense in, because who knows what's going to happen tomorrow. You need to go ahead and get something that would pay off tomorrow if something happened, not 2 years from now.
And on top of that, Ryan, correct me if I'm wrong, but not only is it a guaranteed issue, it's really not even a cheaper guaranteed issue. In other words, you most likely could beat it with your guaranteed issue product with AIT or Great Western in some cases, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's really
absolutely
a more expensive product.
Yep.
So it's just,
AIG
it's the way it's marketed.
Yeah, it's the way it's marketed, and GTLs generally can really beat the socks off of them. The only time I won't replace like a GI product, like Colonial Penn or whoever it is if they've already been in that product for 2 years and I can't get them anything that's going to be day one, then I'm going to leave that alone, because I don't want to put anybody – I don't want to restart that 2-year time lap. Because like I said, ultimately I'm doing what's best for the client, right? So that's
yep.
the only time I won't touch that, that I won't touch that. So, but yeah,
I love
right.
that.
So Rich, usually AIG, Great Western, GTL, even the Prosperity Prime 200, I'm starting to do a lot more of those because I like it. I mean, you can get people – like James was asking last night about HIV age. I mean, that's not a problem with the Prime 200. So, but anyway.
Yeah, so
yeah.
Before that's worth mentioning too, guys, because that's something we weren't really writing much of. But the Prosperity term to a 100 is almost a guaranteed issue. Can you talk about, you just said HIV age, but that's, I mean, you're using that more. What are the niches? Is that one of them, or when would you use that instead of going to a guaranteed?
Yeah, that's the biggest niche right there. HIV AIDS is pretty much what I saw. I mean, they I mean, I'm trying to think, and I wish I had the health questions right in front of me, but there's only like two or three health questions. Are you like, you know, confined to a nursing home, confined to a bed, you know, and I can't really think. I wish I had, but that's my main niche, what I'm looking for, because generally anywhere else, I'm gonna go ahead and place them with GTL, just because their process is a little bit easier. But if you got somebody on the phone and you feel, you know, comfortable and with them doing an e-signature, or you could do the whole thing, I guess, over the phone with the voice authorization. You just, it's a lengthier process, but you can do it that way with Prosperity.
Yep. And the Prosperity term to 100, it covers them to 100. It just doesn't build any cash value, so that's why it's not a whole life. It's actually a term product, but it's a lower face amount. It's almost a guaranteed issue policy, covers them to age 100. So like you said, somebody's got HIV or AIDS, you can write that policy. So I didn't mean to go off on that, but that's, you got Prime 100, AIG, Great Western. Yep. All of those products probably are going to beat a Colonial Penn. So going back to Colonial Penn, the main thing that I've heard you say is you tell clients it's really one of the most expensive products you can buy. It's just that the way they market it, they get you in the door, much like how we might quick quote people to get people's attention, but then we actually – so that's Colonial Penn. So it's $9.95 for different units, and you guys need to write that down so you know how to educate when people say they've got Colonial Penn or they've been quoted. Another one would be Globe Life. A lot of people get Globe in the mailbox. I know I get it all the time. So talk about Globe Life. How would you educate someone on Globe?
So Globe and AARP are basically they have very similar products. A lot of times, like if you talk to somebody on the phone and they say, well, I just signed up for Globe. And then when you quote them in your quoter, and like if you quote them a $10,000 policy and it's coming back for like $50 and everybody, like the cheapest one you can find, Family Benefit or whoever it is $50 a month. And they're saying, I just signed up with Globe for $30 a month. Well, ding, ding, ding right there. That lets you know there's not a $20 price difference in whole life insurance out there. You know, there might be $2 or $3, $10, but like, there's not that big of a price jump. So that tells me right away what they signed up for with Globe and AARP was a renewable term policy. So the renewable term, and I'll tell them like this, I said the renewable term is just is a term product, which means it's temporary. If you outlive the age of 80, you're not going to have any insurance anymore. And then every 5 years moving forward, you're going to have a rate increase. So they're going to start you out at the sucker rate, and I'll say that, the sucker rate down here, and then in 5 years, your prices are going to go up to this, your prices are going to go up to this the next 5 years, and all the way up till you reach 80, and then if you outlive 80, then you won't have any insurance anymore. So you paid all that money in, you didn't build any cash value, and if you have a long longevity life, you're not going to have any insurance at the end of your life when you need it the most. So I always say, you know, whole life is going to be more permanent. This is something where we can come in here. The rate's not going to be as good as it is in a term product to begin with. But at the end, you're going to be paying a lot less than you would if you waited around and had 5 year increases throughout the life of the policy. So whole life is definitely a better alternative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the clients that you're talking to, I hope y'all are writing this down, because AARP and Globe Life, the one I sold last week and the one I sold yesterday, both, one was Globe Life, one was AARP, but one of the ones I sold just a few days ago, her first thing she told me was, I already have AARP, I'm good. But I got my foot in the door, and then when I educate her, she goes, oh, is that why it says that 80 I lose coverage? I said, yes, ma'am. And she said, well, I don't want that. My grandmother lived to be 110 years old. So you're exactly right. The people that are buying the AARP policies and the Globe Life, they want something to cover final expenses, yet they're only being covered to age 80. So you guys need to be writing that down so you're prepared. And the other thing is, what's getting them in the door is the cheaper upfront cost, but you got to let them know that it's going to be renewing every 5 years. So it's worth them to paying a little bit more now to make sure that they're covered forever, and that they're not going to be priced out of the policy, because every 5 years the price goes up pretty significantly, right?
Yep, exactly. And another thing, I think we talked on Slack about, me and James, I was like, so he got a mailer from Globe or AARP, one or the other, and he was like, man, they just sent me this trash in the mail, this and that. And I told him, man, I actually signed up for the rates for Globe and AARP, so I'm on their mailing list. So I like getting that literature in the mail because it basically gives me a tool to sell against them. So whenever I talk to somebody who's got AARP, oh, I just bought it. And I'm like, how old are you? And I can look on my little rate sheet and I say, you're paying probably $38 a month, right? Oh, yeah, that's right. How'd you know that? I said, well, I'm a broker. I have, you know, I can get all the prices out there. So, and then I'll be like, you know, so, and, you know, and I'll explain how the 5-year process works. And I'll go right by the sheet right here and I'll say, okay, so in another 5 years, your payment's going to jump from 38 to 58. 5 years after that, it's going to jump from 58 to 81. 5 years after that, it's going to jump from 81 to 141. And if you live to be 80 years old, then they're going to cancel it after they went up on you all those years. So if you go online to Globe or AARP, you can sign up for their mailers. They won't even have anybody reach out and call you. But just having that, you know, that extra literature out there just to grab whenever you're talking to somebody in that situation, it's always pretty valuable to have for me. So.
Yeah, and AARP, you know, it sounds like it's got a lot of credibility. And what I told the lady, I said, look, they're all they are is an agency, and they only use one company, which is New York Life, and here's the product they sell. Whereas I'm a broker and I have access to all the companies, so that is correct, right? AARP is New York Life, yep. Right?
That's exactly right. So, yep. And they do have whole life products, but most of the time, whenever they sign somebody up, they're signing up for the renewable term. So. A lot of times they'll talk to somebody on the phone and they'll tell them they're getting whole life, but whenever they get their policy in the mail, it's actually just that renewable term.
Exactly. Which I don't know how they can call it whole life, but I think they just, you know, either they misrepresent it or people misunderstand. And the last one, I know I covered this
people.
On. Yeah, that's true. Exactly. Well, and the last one I wanted to mention, because I know I covered this on a huddle, but I think it's worth mentioning. So Mutual of Omaha. Maybe touch on that, because a lot of times when people tell you they have a Mutual of Omaha, it's not the preferred product, so because that's something you can replace often. So maybe touch on that one.
Well, that's the easiest one to me is like when you say, you know, they say, I've got a Mutual of Omaha. Oh, great. I'm actually an agent with Mutual of Omaha. So your rate should be this, or what do you, how much coverage do you have and what are you paying? And then you can just price check it right in front of you. And if it doesn't match up with what's showing on your quota, then you know they got the guaranteed issue product. So, and then I'll ask them too sometimes, like, well, did you have to answer any health questions, you know, before you signed up for that policy? And if they didn't, of course, that's GI. So, I'll just explain, hey, so they got an in-house system there that they don't ask health questions. Only the in-house people can sell it. But it's a 2-year wait period. It's just like any other guaranteed issue. Guaranteed issue means they're going, they're guaranteeing you they'll issue you a policy, but if you pass in the first 2 years, they're not going to pay out. They're only going to pay out what you paid in, type deal. But the side of Mutual of Omaha that I represent, they're going to actually ask you health. We're going to ask you if there's some health questions. They're going to pull a prescription check. They're going to run an MIB report on you, and we're going to try to get you a better rate than that, and something that's going to be in effect, go into effect day one rather than having to wait 2 years. Well, that's the biggest thing, and it's like, hey, I am Mutual of Omaha. You know what I mean? So that kind of provides a little bit more credibility too. So
exactly, I replaced one last month. The guy was paying 130 for Mutual guaranteed issue, and I got him down to 100 on a level policy, and saved him $30 a month because he was healthy. But he had just bought. He got the flyer, filled it out, and those people that sell the guaranteed issue, they can't sell the preferred plan. All they sell is the guaranteed issue. So these are just 4 examples that you guys need to know when you're dialing. And let me just clarify one thing. You do not have to go have a Mutual of Omaha contract. Ryan does not – I mean, he might have written one in the last 3 years. He doesn't – or two.
Right.
He doesn't write Mutual of Omaha. It's not a – it's just what he's saying is you can see the prices – and you can know it's not – I mean, and by definition, if you guys are connected with Summit Life Group, you represent Mutual of Omaha because we do. So you can say that,
right.
But you don't have to – doesn't mean you have to write Mutual because you probably
very
will replace it with a different
it.
Carrier. Yeah.
Yeah, very seldom
you can replace
write,
it with
we have access to that, but, hey, I've got one over here that's even better than Mutual of Omaha, you know, type deal. So because Mutual of Omaha, let's be honest, I mean, like, unless you got somebody that's savvy enough to do a DocuSign and all that stuff, which is not very, you know, It's just rarely in our business. I'd rather go someone we could do a straight up voice signature, voice authorization.
Yeah, or a text sign or something like that. I agree.
Yeah. But I've got a couple more here, Rich, I wrote down just to kind of to throw out there.
Yeah.
So if you ever hear Prime America, Prime America is a big company. But a lot of times, so Prime America's whole thing is, you know, they try to sell you term, you know, when you're younger in life, and then you're supposed to invest the rest, and then that way, whenever you get to be older, you don't need life insurance anymore. And that's a good, you know, good thought and, you know, theory. But a lot of times life happens and people aren't able to save as much in retirement, and they're, you know, they get into their Prime America term policy, and then they're looking around like, what, I don't have any insurance, or my payment is going from $80 a month to $480 a month. So anytime you hear Prime America, they don't even have a whole life product. They just sell term insurance. So if you hear Prime America, just be looking out, because that's a way of selling against it, is you provide whole life permanent, where Prime America only has term products. So that's a little thing to kind of be looking out for. Another one is Lincoln Heritage. They're a whole life carrier, but they are a captive agency, so they're not a broker like us. So their agents can only sell what Lincoln Heritage, you know, has to offer. So they have like a
which is more
level
expensive
product, yep. And which is way, yeah. So they have a level product, they have a graded product, but every time I run into Lincoln Heritage policies, I'm licking my chops, because there's no way I'm not going to replace that, because unless they're just idiots and just want to pay more, you know, money. So Lincoln Heritage, they basically, they're going to be way more expensive than anybody we got, because they can't shop the market for them. Everything that they have is way more expensive. And they like to sell this, this plan attached to it that even costs more, about the, they're going to help you negotiate the prices of funerals and this and that. But I always tell them that that's just kind of their little sales pitch, so they can kind of justify you paying way more than what the cost of insurance actually is. So, but just be on the lookout for those few, and just write those down. And then even if you're talking to somebody and they'll say, "Oh yeah, well I've got insurance with somebody else," and then just go down the list. Oh, do you have Colonial Penn, Globe, AARP, Mutual of Omaha, Prime American, Lincoln Heritage? Those are a lot of popular choices. And if they pick one of those, then you ought to say, "All right, now let's start looking at the replacement scenario right here." So it just kind of gives you an idea of where to go next in your conversation with them.
Yeah, exactly. That's so good, guys, what he said about replacement business being sticky business. Now, if they bought it 10 years ago, even if it's an expensive policy, you probably can't replace it because they've had it for 10 years and they're older now. But if they bought it recently, sometimes even within a couple years ago, like you said, if they bought a guaranteed issue and they've had it 2 years, but they're healthy, you can still probably replace it and get them day one coverage and save them money. So this is
you can
really
call
good
the
information.
With them, Rich, you can call the company with them, and a lot of times, if it's whole life, they'll have some cash value in there. So sometimes you can put $1,000 in their bank account and save them monthly on their monthly payments. So don't be afraid to do a call the carrier with the client and just ask questions and just say, you know, a lot of times they'll do that. They'll respect you for that. And if you put money in their bank account and you save them money monthly and you give them day one coverage, they're going to be a customer for life. They're going to be a client for life. So that's the people we're looking for in this business. So it's just, you know, just important
We're going to do a whole session on replacements. We're going to do a whole session on replacements in August, because you're right. It's such a huge thing. We need to role play and teach people how to do. So, so good. Awesome. Man, Ryan, thank you so much. This was gold. I hope everybody took notes. This was great. I appreciate you coming on and sharing, Ryan.
Thanks, man. No problem.
Awesome. All right. Hey, David, I'm going to turn the call over to you, wrap it up, and let's have a big day. 1 second. Now, David, I think you're unmuted.
What a call. I mean, if you weren't taking notes on that call, you missed out. I mean, anytime someone like a Ryan Brook, I'll be very specific. When Ryan talks, shut everything down and just listen. He's been doing this business at an extremely high level for, you know, over a decade. And he brings such a vast amount of wisdom and experience to the business, and he was able to transfer, you know, what he was doing in the field to the virtual side of the business. And that, A, that just says a lot because he's coachable. Not a lot, you know, it's hard when you've created success one way and transfer that over to a different skill set when you already know how to do the business. So I just want to commend him first and foremost for being able to do that and doing it at such a high level. And I'm so grateful that he, you know, when Ryan is giving information, he doesn't hold back. He just gives you what works. And that's not honestly very common, especially in sales, because people like to hold secrets. They have a very limited belief system in terms of abundance. They, you know, Ryan is of the belief, as we all are, that, hey, we have an abundance mindset. This is a community of entrepreneurs, of people who want to get better, 1% better each and every day. And Ryan just gave you so many nuggets that'll drastically improve and scale your business just from the replacement side. You know, in this business, like so many others, it isn't one big thing that makes a big difference. It's all the little teeny tiny things compounding and adding up that makes the big differences. You know, that's why we focus on how do I get 1% better every single day. And if you implement what Ryan and Rich were just talking about, you're going to get a whole lot better than 1%. But take that one little piece of information, really focus on it this week, implement it right away. Today, you know, be looking, be aware. Hear those opportunities, right? The opportunities are everywhere daily. But as you educate yourself, as you focus on improvement, you start recognizing the opportunities. And that's the big difference. They're there. They're out there. But, you know, if you're tuned into the 1% club and reading, if you're listening, dialed into these conference calls, if you're joining in on the huddles, well, you're starting to be made aware of those opportunities. You're going to start recognizing them. You're going to start closing them. So thank you so much for sharing. I mean, I got me fired up. And, you know, we're just getting started. I mean, I believe we're the number one lifestyle business in the country. I believe we've got the best agents in the entire country. I believe we all have a vision of getting better, making a difference, and doing the business not only differently, doing the business better. We're able to speak to more people, touch more people, spend more time with our family. We're working hard, right? And we're getting better every single day. We got goals. We're driven. So listen to the successes that the successful people have, right? Commit to making it work. If you're new and you're struggling, lean into it. Lean into being uncomfortable, right? Lean into embracing the difficult, because I promise you, once you get that sale, you're going to take off. Colby's crushing it. Jay got his first sale this week, got another one. He's figured out his system. Always be dialing. Have a purpose. Have and understand your why. Stay motivated, and then just commit to executing the activity. Know where you're going. Work with the purpose and get better each and every day. And share what works. Right? I don't care if you've been doing the business for 10 minutes or 10 years. If you find things that are working, share successes, share difficulties, share objections. Let people that have been doing the business help, right? You know, seek the information, seek guidance, seek mentorship. But it's up to you to implement. It's up to you to get in the 1% club and read. It's up to you to dial into the conference calls. It's up to you to train every day. It's up to you to listen to your calls, right? It's up to you to hold yourself accountable. But I'll tell you one thing that I loved, and it fired me up this week, is when Colby sent a message to Slack looking for an accountability partner on Dials. That's a superstar because he's committed, right? That's just the difference between him being, you know, putting up 40 and 50K a month. Is time. He's already got the mentality. He's got the habits. And all it's going to be now is time, because he is a superstar, right? And so lean into, when you have people like that, find them, lean into them, get around it, get around that energy, because it makes you better. When you got someone like Rich Florence doing a conference call every single day, lean into it, get close to the fire. You're going to heat up and you'll catch fire. Find the people that want to improve their situation, because those are the people that make the difference. Those are the pioneers. Those are the outliers. Lean into them, learn from them, and implement what they're teaching, right? Focus on one thing from today's call, implement it right away, and watch your business grow. So it's 9:05. Let's get after it. And remember, always be dialing.